list of voters log to you by www.fistoffan.net.
Good. And on the television, so what time's your show tomorrow?
12:15 live with a 6:25 Sunday edited repeat.
Friday edited.
We're
on Sunday live.
Oh, yeah. I don't know when
he's
we're
very
on.
Confused.
Sometime.
I'll ask you, Richard. 12:15 Sunday live.
12:15 on Sunday after The Simpsons, which is well worth watching. And then, you know, you can't be bothered to turn over because you've laughed so much at that. And then 6:20 or 6:25 on Friday after The Simpsons.
So we'll pick up.
Really?
If we pick up about a quarter of their audience, their viewing figures will shoot up and the BBC will mistakenly think it's been a success. Yay!
And still not know who you are.
It's the same slot as Robot Wars, the most popular...
Robot Wars.
the most popular robot programme on BBC Two for the last 6 weeks. So we'll
is
go
it really?
Right there. Yeah, it was top of the charts, Robot Wars. It's the same time, so
you know why?
We can't win.
Because people really like Craig Charles.
Philip Forrester says, Craig Charles, give him a round of applause.
No,
you're right.
It's not him.
No, he always did a funny rhyme at the end which rhymed with wars. It should have been, I like going to see some stripping...
He's got a new programme coming out which combines his main interests of mechanical fighting machines and South London stripper pubs, and it's called Robot Whores, and that's going to go straight in at number one.
He's a very funny man though, isn't he?
We could do one about shopping called Robot Stores.
Yeah, we could go on this link, but we're not going to.
Or an Irish band called the
Chris
Robot Whores.
Chris closed the idea down.
Okay, I'll shut up then.
When I do things like that on the show, everyone just mocks me. Anyway, right, so, good. Simpsons, and then, This morning with Richard, not Judy.
It's good.
Live, quarter past 12.
We're going to paint ourselves yellow so that people don't realise it's finished.
It's nice that you have the a massively multi-million pound making worldwide cartoon series as your warm-up.
Yes,
oh, no, it's not bad,
yeah. It's not, you know, twice a week as well. Oh, good, we'll talk about that later. So, we have our caller, so I think we'll play a record, and then we'll do the world-famous gargling competition. After the lovely Billy.
Come on, buzz me up to heaven, baby.
Please, do you mind?
She is lovely.
Musical genius, future number one. Respect.
I close my eyes and I see you clear.
Lovely Billy on Radio 1. Yay! Future number one, Stu.
We'll see.
Richard?
Who do you think you are, Nostradamus? Oh, that's a character on our new show.
Does he predict whether Billy will be number one or not?
No, he's not going to predict Billy. He's going to predict someone else.
He's going to predict someone else this week. Boyzone, he's going to predict this week. Oh, we're giving it away.
Never mind.
Well, we need to talk.
Might not be Boyzone.
What?
Might not be Boyzone.
Might not?
No.
Who's it going to be?
I don't know. It's between Boyzone.
Bewitched?
Yeah, it's between Boyzone.
Yeah, but he might not be right. He's not magic. whispering isn't good radio.
It is if you've got a hangover.
Okay, I think that would be a great Saturday morning show to do, with just for an hour where you just whisper all the time and play the records really quietly. And people are allowed to phone up and go, it's too loud. Turn it down. Right, it's time to do our fantastic gargling feature. The prizes, we have copies of The Simpsons video, we have Volume 5 of Friends to give away.
It's not Volume 5, it's Series 1, the first... For Series 5, the first half of Series 5. It's not Volume 5.
Yeah, you moron.
I didn't even know that.
Fatty. Copies of Roll Cage, a new game for the PlayStation. Remember, each winner also receives an inflatable tyre seat. And one winner will receive a year's supply of Maltesers. Well, you'd like that price.
How'd you work out a year's supply?
Well, exactly.
We've done this. Apparently, it's based on the fact that if you ate a packet a day,
oh right,
you get. So that's what you get.
Okay, fine. Thanks for answering the question.
A room of Maltesers. Eat as many as you can.
Calm down. So don't forget, great show on BBC One tomorrow at 12:15 about fish. Right, let's do this. Line one. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Katie, I'm calling from Nottingham.
What's your favourite Rod Stewart record?
I don't know any.
Sailing.
Downtown Train was her answer.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you have a choice of prizes. If you get the gargling, if you spot the song that someone has to gargle, you can choose between myself, Comedy Dave.
Hello.
The very funny man, Stuart, from Lee and Herring. Or Baldy Greg.
Hello.
Can I have yourself, please?
You certainly can.
Good choice.
You ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
It's Robert Williams, Strong.
He's the right answer. What would you like?
A couple of Maltesers.
Do you want the Maltesers?
I do.
No. Richard's face drops. You have a year's supply of Maltesers.
Yay!
Coming to you. Based on the fact that you only buy three packets a year.
Right.
Congratulations. Have we got a number? Should we phone about?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll stay on the line then. Greg doesn't know. Line two, hello.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Nicola and I'm from Southampton.
Nicola, what's your favourite All Saints record?
Favourite All Saints, Never Ever, I think.
Under the Bridge was the right answer.
Oh,
okay, all you're going to do is now is choose somebody to gargle for you, either Comedy Dave, Greg, who's dreadful, or Stuart Lee.
Comedy Dave, please.
Okay, Comedy Dave. Don't worry, Stuart, somebody will choose you soon. It's just like football when you're at school. You
know? Sorry. That's enough, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's not.
End it off, then.
Right.
Can you do it again, please?
Do it again, then.
Is it Martin McCutcheon? Perfect.
What? Martin McCutcheon?
No.
Oh, no!
Sorry.
Which means you don't win.
Oh, no!
You win now.
I'm sorry, which means I take home a copy of Friends on video.
Oh.
Sorry, but try next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Line three, hello.
Hop on, baby.
Hop on, baby. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Kate and I'm from Lyme Regis.
What's your favourite Duran Duran record?
Ooh, Drum Drum. I don't really know any, actually.
Is the right answer.
Really?
Who would you like to gargle for you, then? Stuart Lee, who's very funny and very nice and attractive.
What's his gargling like?
Great.
I believe his gargling is superb.
Right.
I believe that's the reason he got on in comedy so quickly.
Ah, that's good to know.
Or Greg.
I'll choose Stuart, please.
Fantastic. Here we go. Mr. Stuart Lee. This is the right answer. But I think you should do it again, just for the nice ladies and gentlemen who are driving around in their open-top cars. Stuart Lee, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations, Kate. What would you like to win?
The Friends videos, please.
Friends videos. Hurrah! Oh. All right, stay on the line and we'll get your details.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. Finally, line four. Hello.
Oh, come on, baby.
Oh, two. Who are you?
I'm Tracy.
Hello, Jodie. Tracy and Jodie. Calling from where?
Lauren.
In Northern Ireland?
Yep.
Ah.
And you're good, aren't you?
Well, it wasn't going to be Spain, was it, really? Okay, so you have the choice of Greg, or Greg to gargle for you.
I think we'll have Greg.
Okay, Greg is going to gargle.
Choice.
Richard, as a friend, I would suggest...
Stand back to us.
You stand back.
What about this?
Everybody stand back from your radio. Greg is about to gargle. And Greg, remember this equipment is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. You're just warming up.
Mm-hmm. I can't hear myself.
I'll turn these headphones up then.
More level for Greg.
I'll just give him the prize.
So we like to see Greg in pain.
Yeah, here we go.
This is it. One take. One.
Please, okay, it's horrible. Yeah.
I've swallowed it, hang on.
Don't swallow.
Just watching a man drinking. And then spitting water over his own face.
By the way, we're the only thing on Radio 1 right now.
Okay, sorry. People in Africa haven't got any water. Spitting it on the floor.
Greg used to work there, gargling.
Hang on.
What?
Oh,
for God's sake.
All right, okay. Tracy, Jodie, any idea? Go on, have a
get.
Just say anything.
Bring it on, the weatherman.
Say bewitched.
Bewitched.
Is that right, Greg?
Yeah.
Yay! Congratulations, Tracy and Jodie.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And because of that beautiful bit of radio, I'll give you, you can both have a prize each.
Yay!
So what would you like?
Can I have the Simpsons video, please?
Who's that?
Tracy.
Tracy, yeah, Simpsons for you. Jodie?
Friends
for you?
Yep.
Yeah. Jodie, very clever, going for three videos rather than Tracy going for...
No, yeah!
Sophie said it now.
Friends, please.
No. Okay, congratulations, stay on the line and we'll send your videos to you, and well done to all our winners, and thank you very much to Stuart and Dave and, more importantly, Greg for his fantastic gargling.
Friends, please!
Stuart Lee and Richard Herring.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure.
It's great to
have you anytime you wish. And the show starts tomorrow, series two of This Morning with Richard Not Judy, at 12:15, just after The Simpsons on BBC Two, with an edited repeat Friday evenings about 6:20, 6:25, also after The Simpsons.
Hooray, well done.
So,
you're
right.
Better than Stuart knowing those.
Yeah, you're rubbish. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm ashamed, but for a different reason.
I don't want to know what reason that was. So good. Anything you'd like to say before the end of the show?
Well, we wish you the best of luck in your continued ascent.
Thank you.
There you are.
That's very nice.
Happy Easter as well.
And can we come and see the show on Sunday?
No, yeah, of course, please. Yeah.
Do you want to come this Sunday?
What, for the first one?
Yeah, because you can't. You can come to any of the others.
That's the quickie fire humour that makes them what they are today.
We can get you in, because you're a big radio DJ star, but ordinary fans and members of the public can't come.
Okay. Yeah, stuff them. Thanks for coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, watch the show tomorrow. M&P is coming up next. Bye bye.
This download is brought to you by www.thisstuffband.net.